looked like a situation where, after talking with Senator Perkinson, there was just no way that he was going to let that bill out of committee. My belief is that the combination of the two bills, the one dealing with automobile manufacturers, which has really been called the Ford bill, and also the pension bill, are two very important pieces of legislation. They're both tied together. And that you can't let one person stand in the way of getting those done in this special session. So what I did was temporarily remove Senator Perkinson as the chairman of that committee. We'll get the bills out onto the Senate floor. I don't think it's going to be any big surprise. I think you'll see a filibuster, but I think it's one that ultimately the Senate will listen for hours and hours, but probably in the end we'll get the bill to a vote, and hopefully by Wednesday we can have the two bills on the desk of the governor and ready to end the special session, and we'll have saved thousands of jobs and begun and made a significant beginning to the process of reforming the pension system in the state.
As I recall, there were about six or seven senators who voted against the bill the last time it came up for a vote. Do you look for that same six or seven to be the filibustering participants?
I don't think so. I think there's a lot of senators that are opposed to giving economic incentives to a large car company. I'm not sure that level rises to a multi-senator filibuster. I would anticipate that Senator Perkinson will probably filibuster, but I don't know that he'll have many joining him in the long run. But I do think there will be a lot of people that have a lot to say about the bill. But in the end, I anticipate probably be one or two senators at the most really standing up filibustering it.
He says on his Twitter page, "Today I was sent to the guillotine by the Missouri Republican establishment for standing on conservative principles. What's happening to our party?" How do you respond to being to him saying he was sent to the guillotine for standing on the principles of the Republican Party?
Well, I think Senator Perkinson's view is that if Missouri will just not participate in these kind of economic plans, we'll be better off. And I think what he fails to take into account is that what really needs to happen, if we're not going to play in this game, then 49 other states need to not play in this game as well. And I don't think all those 49 other states are going to unilaterally disarm. I think we have to participate in economic development, and I think that's why we have to have this bill. So I understand him standing up for beliefs, but at this point I don't think one committee chairmanship ought to be able to hold the life and death over a bill.
You say you temporarily removed him. You plan to put him back in after the session is over with. Why do that? What and what makes you think he would accept that?
Well, I don't know that he'll accept being restored to his chairmanship, but the reality of it is, Senator Perkinson, I have a long background. I consider him to be a friend. He's served with distinction in that chairmanship role, and because we disagree on one bill and one issue, I don't want to let that stand in the way. So my plans would be to offer him his chairmanship back when the special session's over.
Even though it would only be for the next 3 months or six months or so of the year.
It would, you know, certainly chairmen serve at the will of the President Pro Tem of the Senate, and it'll be up to the next President Pro Tem who his chairmen are. But at this point, I'd like to see him restored as Chairman of Government Accountability and Fiscal Oversight, that committee, and you never know, we could be back in another special session before we come to next January.
Who becomes the chairman during this interim then?
I will fill that role as chairman, just from a procedural standpoint, just to get the bill out, and it'll be, I think, a fairly quick vote, and then we'll get the bill to the floor, and I think that's where the real action will take place.
Why wouldn't the vice chairman move into that slot?
Need to put somebody into that position in terms of having a slot. I think you'll still see a mixed vote in that that committee, but this is really a situation where go in, get the bill done, get it out of committee, and really have the meaningful debate on the floor.
Okay.